Today's Shir is Masechta Chulin, Daf Kuf Chaf. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach and Daf Kuf Yud Tes Amud Beis. The last words on the Amud V'ikah the Masnala. In our previous Shir, the Gemara quoted a Machloikis, Rish Lakish, and Reb Yochanan regarding the status of Asara. If how did the Halacha look at here? And Rish Lakish said that a here cannot be considered a yad. And Rabbi Yochanan's opinion was that a sara can be considered a yad. And the Gemara elaborated on that machloikus, connecting it to a brisa that we've been learning about two bones that have meat on them. When do they combine and when do they not combine? But now suggests the Gemara, Ikka demasala, that some say that this machloikis of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is actually connected to the Mishnah that we began at the beginning of our perek. And Masnisen, on the Mishnah we began at the beginning of the perek, when the Mishnah said the or, the skin that's on an animal that's attached to the animal, varoitiv is gravy that comes out of the meat, vakipin is the spice that are found on the bottom of the pot, and bones that have in them marrow, all of them mitzdarfim can combine to have the sheer tumas beya of a tumas of tumas oichlin. Mitzdarfim, they all combine the tama tumas oichlin for the sheer of tumas oichlin, and it's not because of a yad. Rashi explains, because as we've been learning in our shiurim, a yad does not actually combine to the shear. The yad does not combine to the shear of a kebaya. All a yad does is it could import and export truma. So they all can combine because they're all in the category of a shomer. To which Reish Lakish comments, says the Gemara, Am Reish Lakish lo yishanu el etzem. When can something be considered a shomer, and that the shomer could combine with the rest of the food, but ela etzem, only we speak about the bone itself. Dav shomer, it could be considered a shomer for what is include what's inside that bone. Avo nima, when we speak about a hair, loy have a shomer, it cannot be considered a shomer, and therefore, since it cannot be considered a shomer, it cannot combine with the meat, with the food, to make a shear of a beya. Rabbi Yochanan's opinion is a filo nima nami have a shomer. His opinion is that a nima, a hair, could combine as well. Amalei, to which the Gemara says, Amalei Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. So Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, how could you say that the hair is on top of the skin? And if the hair is on top of the skin, mikas shomer gab shomer, could there be a double shomer? Which the Gemara responds, chalchulei mechalchel. What happens here was that the hair penetrated all the way into the meat, and since it penetrated all the way into the meat, so it's not a shomer al gab shomer. To which says the Gemara, mashkulav Rav Acha, Elameato, if we say that the hair makes a hole all the way through, so now we're going to have a question, Tefillin Hechikas Finun, how can we ever write Tefillin? The Loch is a Binun, the Loch requires that we have a Ksiva Tama, that the words be written clearly on top of the Klaf, and if there's holes in them, Leka, we don't have a Ksiva Tama, to which the Gemara responds, Ainly Ishtamitze, he forgot Hada Amri ben Marava, what was taught in Eretz Yisrael, that Kol Nekesh Adiyoy Oivalov, if it's such a small hole that the ink passes over it and you can't see that there was a hole, in a neck of the Halacha doesn't consider it a hole. Ask the Gemara, Eser Rav Yochanan Shlokish, Rav Yochanan asks Rav Shlokish, the Mishnah says, O Sheesh Lov Kazayis Basur, you ever have skin that has it in a kazayis basur, and the gay b'tziv hayosim menu, if you touch a thread, a strand of meat that's emanating, or b'saris you connect, or you touch a hair that's corresponding to that meat, Tomei, my love, isn't that because it's a shomer? So isn't this clearly an indication that here could be a shomer? And therefore, how could you, Rish Lakish, say that here is not a shomer? Says the Maraloi. That's not the way to understand, but rather the way to understand that the Sara is a Yad. Says the Gemara, how can we call one here, how can we call, ask the Gemara, one here a Yad? A Yad, as we said, is something that's used to hold, to carry what's there. But ask the Gemara, Nima Achas, if we have just one hole, Lamai Chazya, what could just one hold be used for? Could answer the Gemara. Could Rav Loi says the Gemara, as we quoted also yesterday, more than once, the Mishnah Masechta Uksin that speaks about b'maloi b'maloim, that we have a number of stalks and you're holding on to the top because that's how you hold on to the stalks. Hachnam b'nima ben harbe ben niman, when you have one hair amongst many other hairs, that's when the hair could be considered a yad. Ask the Gemara, where, ask the Gemara, was the halacha of Rabbi Loi taught? Says Gemara, ha, the Tanan, as we just mentioned, the Mishnah Masechta Uksin says, hamloi shebalim, the top of the various stalks, tameim, they could be considered a yad, as we've been learning, they import and export tumah, metamim, ve'metstarfim, but they have a din of a yad. They don't have a din of a shomer. Malai, asked the Gemara again, malai chazya, for what can it be used? Answers the Gemara, b'malai b'maloyim, we have a number of stalks, and that's why we could hold on to all the stalks. We learned in the Mishnah that the roitif, the gravy that comes out from the meat, combines with the meat for the shir kabeya of Tumas Eichlin. Ask the Gemara exactly my roitif. What is roitif? Amarava shumna. The fat that's on top of the fat that comes out of the meat that floats, for example, on top of the soup. Amle abaya, who asked me tam Tumas Eichlin? But if that's how we're defining it, so ask the Gemara, why do we have to call it that way? Why do we have to call it that way? Because of that, it's a new din, like we're learning in these last couple of shurim about Yodas and Shomrim. Ask the Gemara, well, that's my Tama Tumas Eichlim. It should be considered Tumas Eichlim. It's a regular food. Ella, and therefore Abaye says, Chalev, the fat, not the gravy, but the fat that comes out of meat, the Kurish, that it gets congealed, and it's not something that's normally eaten by itself. So therefore, our Gemara is teaching us that because it's eaten together with the meat, the fat that gets congealed and comes out with the meat, it's considered part of the meat that has the halacha of that's mistara for Tumas Eichlim. Ask the Gemara, my area, Kurish, why do we have to explain that it's speaking about a case that it got congealed? Ask the Gemara, Kalei Hikrish Nami, even if it didn't get congealed, Dama Rish Lakish teaches us, Tsir Agabe Yorek, if there's juice that comes out from the vegetable, that's on the vegetable, Mitztaref L'Kaiseves. We know that normally when the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to eat something, or vice versa, where the Torah tells us that we should eat something, the shear is always a kazayis. Achila is always defined as a kazayis. However, when we speak about Yom Kippur, the Torah speaks about Yom Kippur and says, "V'nisim es nafshaseichem." It's a day that we're supposed to, so to speak, suffer. And therefore, the Gemara Masechta Yuma teaches us that pay, that Yom Kippur, the shear, is not dependent on what is or isn't considered eating, but rather the way to determine the shear on Yom Kippur is what is miyas ve'datem. What will satisfy you and what will not satisfy you? And Chazal teaches us in Masechet Yoma, as we just said, that the shear is kesevis. That's the shear that Chazal said that you're going to be considered that you ate on Yom Kippur. That if you have a shear kesevis, if the shear of a date, then it's going to be mitzdarif, that if you ate a shear of that much, you'll be chayef kares for eating Yom Kippur. And the halacha is that this tzir has a din of oichel, and doesn't make a difference if it's liquefied or it's hard. And therefore, ask the Gemara, why in our Gemara are we focusing that it's hard? It shouldn't make a difference if it's hard or if it's liquefied. The point should be if it's part of the meat and it's mitzdarif. Answers the Gemara. Hasam, when we're speaking about Yom Kippur, so as we just finished explaining, the important consideration is Misum Yusuve Data, who what's going to satisfy you. And therefore, it doesn't make a difference if it's liquefied or it's congealed. But called the Humiyasva Data, anything that will satisfy you creates the problem for Yom Kippur. Hacha, but when we speak about Tumas Oichlim, the consideration and mishtum it's the rufihu. Does it combine or not? And therefore, to make the shear of a kebeya. And therefore, e hikrish, if it's congealed, if the seer is congealed, so then it's considered an oichel, and it's mitzdarif with the rest of the food to have the shear beya viloi hikrish. But if it doesn't congeal, then it's not considered a food. Therefore, it's not considered a food, and therefore, lo mitzdarif. So Rashi says that we're learning here that as far as hilchas tumas oichlim, something which is called a liquid and something which is called a oichel are not mitzdarif because they're not the same shear. And things that don't have the same shear cannot be mitzdarif. Seems from Rashi that the issue here is that I don't have the shear, and I want to get to the shear by combining them, and I can't combine them if they don't have the same shear. But if you would have had enough, then the halacha would be that any liquid could be makabel tumas mashkin. That's how it seems Rashi learns, and that is actually the opinion of the Raivid. The Rambam's opinion, however, is, as we often learn, that when we speak about Tumas Oichlim, and we speak about the halacha that Oichlim could only become Tameh if they were Mukshla Kabal Tumah, if they were wet first, and therefore the shear is always, it's only limited to those seven beverages that we often speak about. Says the Rambam that not all liquids are going to be Makabal Tumah. Only those seven liquids are Makabal Tumah. The meat juice is something which is not something that's ever mekabel tumah, according to the Rambam, and that's the consideration here, because it's not something that is mekabel tumah and can't be mitzdarif with a food, not like on Yom Kippur, where Yom Kippur, it's dependent on Yisuvei Date. For Kippa, we learned further that the Kippa could combine with the Basar for Tumas Oichlim. So again, says the Gemara, my Kippa, Amrabba Pirma, the small pieces of meat that sink to the bottom of the pot. Amalei Abaya, so Abaya asks, who asked me Tam Tumas Oichlim? Why do we have to speak about the kippah combining with the meat? The kippah is meat, so it should not be any different than whatever is the halacha of the meat. And therefore, says the Gemara El Amra Papa, the definition of kippah is tavlin, are spices that flow to the bottom of the pot. So they're not actually pieces of meat, but they are part of this food. They give the taste to the food, and that's why the Mishnah says they're combined. The Torah, as we said a few moments ago, when it speaks about Macholos Asuris, it speaks about Achila. And that's why in our shir, we've had a question about how does the halacha look to tzir. For example, we're saying that tzir is mitzdarf to the food on Yom Kippur, that we should have a ksevis. What's going to be the halacha when we speak about the tzir on the food for bracha achrayna? For as we know, a bracha rishayna before we eat, we always make, no matter how little. But when it speaks about bracha achrayna, you have to eat a kazayis. What's going to, or you have to drink a revius. What's going to be the halacha if you ate a food but there was tzir on top of it? What will be the halacha? Does it combine to have the shear? And really, it's very connected to the way I think we've been learning the Gemara. If it's considered a liquid, so Rashi says that they have different shiurim. Anything that has different shiurim, you can't combine. And that seems would be the halacha by brachas as well. If we follow the Rambam's pshat, so there maybe when it comes to chastumah, certain liquids are makabel tumah, certain liquids are non-makabel tumah. But by bracha, it applies by all foods. The Mishnah Berura, quoting the Magen Avraham in Simre Shut Sifkat Aleph, says that the tzir, any juice that comes out of the vegetable, is considered like a food, and it's the shear as and the shear is a kazayis, which opens up another interesting question. What will be the halacha if you have a cake, but you made a cake with very little flour, and therefore you don't have a kazayis of flour, b'chtei chilas pras, that will you still make ala mechia? Again, the question is, do the foods combine or not? Mr. Brewer here says that in such a case, if you'll have a cake that has minimal flour and you don't have a kazayas of flour, b'chdechilas pras, the Mr. Brewer paskins that you would not make an alamich, you would have to make a bar in the fashas. So as we said, we speak about foods and we speak about the shir achila. But it's by a food. Tanan Hossam says the Gemara, the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, a Braisa Masechta Menachos, teaches Hikvas Adam. If somebody congealed blood, Vachla, and ate it that way, or Shishimchas Achelev, or somebody liquefied Chelev Agamar, and he swallowed that way, he's in both of these cases, the Gemara says there, you'll be chayef for eating dam, or you'll be chayef for eating chaylev. So here we see that if you cause the blood to get congealed, you'll be chayev for eating dam. So from here we see that dam shebishloi, some explain, is also mederaisa. Here, how did you get it to congeal? You got it to congeal by cooking it. Now there's a conversation often about how do we look at blood that was cooked. Does the Issadam apply to blood that was cooked? So here it seems, and that's what the way Rashi is learning and other Rishonim learn, that even though it's Dam Shabishloi, you'll be Chayiv. Tosus is not prepared to accept that. And Tosus says we're speaking here about a situation where you got it to congeal, but you put it out in the sun. But if you would have cooked it in the normal fashion, then it would not be considered, it would be considered Dam Shabishloi, and you're not Chayiv. So says the Marbishlam Hikfas Adam Va'achloi, I understand the case where you congealed the blood and you ate the blood that way. The Kivin Da'akve, once you congealed it, Achshuvei, and you made it into a Oichel. Ella, Himchas Achel V'gomoi, in the case where you liquefied the Chelev, why are you Chayiv? Ask the Gemara Achilik Sebei, the Torah when it speaks about it, about eating, speaks about achila. V'olav achilahi. That's not achila, it's shtia. By liquefying it, yechayiv. Asked Tosis Rosh. What is the Gemara telling us that if you conceal the blood, yechayiv? Of course, if you concealed it, it's oichel, and you should be chayiv. So the Rosh answers, when you congeal blood, it's not in its original state. Since it's not in its original state, maybe the Torah is not going to say you chayiv. That's why he's coming to teach us that you are chayiv. So again, ask the Gemara, why would you be chayiv for eating chaylev if you liquefied it? Amr Shlokish, to which Rish Lakish responds, Amr Krah, the Pasuk says, Ki kol oichel chaylev v'nikrasa nefesh achelz me'emel. The Rabbis is a shayfa. The Torah is coming to teach us that drinking it is also considered eating. So Tosfos asks, we have a rule throughout Shas that shtiyah b'chalal achila, that eating and drinking are the same. So if the halacha is that shtiyah b'chalal achila, what's the Gemara coming to answer? So Tosfos answers that when do we say shtiyah is b'chalal achila, something which was meant to be drunk. So if something is meant to be drunk as a liquid, shtiyah b'chalal achila. But chaylev, as we're learning, is not something that's meant to be drank. And therefore, we need a Gemara to teach us. That's how Tosfos answers here. Tosfos Masechta Nida comes to teach us that we might have thought that chaylev, when it's liquefied, is no longer in the category of chaylev. What our Gemara is coming to teach us is that chaylev, when it's liquefied, is still considered chaylev. Tani Nami Gabi Chametz Gai Gavna. It says the Gemara, there's a similar brisa by Chametz. The brisa says, Hem Cheyu V'Goma, if somebody took a piece of bread and liquefied it and swallowed it on Pesach, Im Chametzu, if it's Chametz Anish Karis, the person will be Chayiv Karis. Im Matzahu, if it's matzah, ein adam yotzi dechavos bePesach, it's not a way to fulfill the obligation of eating matzah on Pesach. Says the Mabishlam matzah, if it was matzah that locha that ein adam yotzi dechavos bePesach, you can't be mekayim mitzvus achilas matzah, because says the Gemara, the Torah says that matzah should be eaten as lechem. Once it was liquefied, lav lechem hu. It's not considered lechem. Ella im chametzu anish karis. If it's chametz and you liquefied it, this karis. But ask the Gemara, the Torah, when it speaks about the issa chametz, achilak sebei leisachel of chametz. And even though Tosfos points out that there's an issa hanor from chametz, so even if you'll say liquefying the chametz is not eating, but it's still chametz, and if you eat it, you're benefiting from it. So Tosfos says there's no chiv karis for hanor from chametz. There's only a chiv karis on Pesach for eating chametz. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rish Lakish. So why, if you liquefy the chametz, is somebody chayiv rechmanos lan kares? Amar Rish Lakish, Amar Krah. The pasuk says kolaychol chametz v'nechrasa nefshim Yisrael. The rabbis says a shaisa. There's a special limud that you chay for drinking chametz. So here our Gemara said that if you liquefied your matzah, you won't be mekayim mitzvus achilas matzah. What would be the halacha that we know that if you eat something osh shloike derech achila, you're not chayiv? Same thing will be, it seems, by matzah. So our Gemara clearly told us that if you liquefy the matzah, you won't be chayiv, you won't be yotze the mitzvah. What happens if you eat the matzah shloi kederech achila? So I saw one example will be, you put something bitter into it. So it seems that the Paiskim are of the opinion that if it's not the normal way of eating, that too is included in what our Gemara just said, that if you eat it shloi kederech achila, you're not chayiv. The Tanya Nami says the Gemara, there's a similar brisa gabe nevelos oif tar kai gavna, regarding the halacha of nevelos oif tar, that we know that if somebody, rachman slan, eats a nevelos oif tar, the halacha is that he becomes tamei, and it's a very unique type of tumah, as we've discussed. It's tumah space ablia. While you're eating it, that's when you become tamei. Not only do you become tamei, but even the clothing you're wearing become tamei. And the brisa says regarding that tumah, nevelos oif tar gavna mchor ba'or, if you melt the nevelos oif tar, tamei, and it's still considered an oichel. B'chama, but that's if you cooked it. But if you melted it in the sun, tohor. B'vinabo, and immediately we ask, doesn't the Torah say, v'nevelo trefel ayoichel tamabo? So it's only a din by oichel. Once you liquefied it, it's not oichel anymore. To which Rish Lakish responded, I'm Rish Lakish, I'm a krav, kol nefesh shtoichel nevelo trefel. The word nefesh, the rabbis is a shayfer. It comes a special lima to tell us that if you, even if you liquefied it, the din of nevelos oivtar will apply. Ask them if that's the halacha, that there's a special din that the Torah is teaching us, then that halacha should be b'chama nami, even if you melted it in the sun. Why is the Gemara differentiating? Why is the Gemara differentiating between the how you heated it? Says the Gemara, if you melt it in the sun, it's not called cooking. What happens is esruchi esruch, it gets spoiled. And since when you melt it in the sun, it gets spoiled, so it's not considered an act of cooking. That it's I guess it's in the category of shloi kederach achila. I saw actually that the Klaus Magareba says that wherever you, since we're focusing on by matzah, that it has to be kederach achila. So the Klaus Magareba asks, what happens if somebody just swallowed the matzah without chewing it? So he says that that would not be considered achila. And if the Torah is demanding achila, you wouldn't be mekayim the mitzvah. And he wants to say that that's why Adam Arishan, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronted him, how did you eat from the Eitz Hadas that I told you not to eat from and Chava gave you to eat from it? How did you do that? We're not supposed to eat that. You were not allowed. How could you violate what I told you? And Adam Arishan's response to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, Heisha asher nesati imodi nosli min eitz v'oichel. The woman, Chava, gave me to eat from it. And of course the question is obvious. What kind of excuse is that the Chava gave it to me to eat? Because that doesn't allow you to do something that's wrong. So he wants to suggest what Adam Arishan was saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that I didn't chew it. Chava, nosnally, she pushed it into my mouth. And if you eat not with chewing, it's not considered a derech achila. If it's not considered derech achila, that's why I should not be held responsible for eating from Eitz Hadas. So now we've had two halachas where the Torah tells us, actually three places, chelef, chametz, and nevela, where the Torah tells us that even if you liquefy them, you're chayef. And obviously the Gemara's question is, as is usually the Gemara's question in such cases, why do we have to say the halacha each time? Why cannot one have been learned from the other? V'tzrichi, answers the Gemara, Dikas rachmana, chelev, if the Torah would have only said it's halacha by chelev, chametz lo yasmenei, we cannot learn the halacha of chametz from chelev, shekhen hois lo shas kosher. The chelev had a shas kosher, that the chelev is never mutter, whereas chametz is mutter until Pesach. So Tosfos asks, though, doesn't the chelev have a shas hakosher? Because as we learned earlier in the Masechta, for example, the chelev of Ben Pekua that's in its mother's womb is not considered chelev, so it only becomes chelev later. So it does have a shas hakosher. So there are a number of terutzim that the Rishonim give to this question. One terutz is that the chelev changes. The chelev that's part of the ben pekua in its mother's womb is not the chelev that you're taking out afterwards. And another terutz, what the Rambam says, that chelev is not osur until the animal is born. Prior to the animal being born, it's not in the category of chelev. And as soon as the animal is born, it's chelev. So never had a shas kosher, unlike chametz. Veila leosmenei, meila cannot be learned from these halachas, because chelev is onishkaris, and the veila is only a lav. Because Rachmana continues the Gemara, had the Torah only told us the halacha by chametz, chelav le'asvinei, we can't learn the halacha of chelav from chametz. Shekein le'hutta mechlalo. The Gemara is going to explain this. There's never a heta for chametz, whereas there is a heta for chelav. Nevela le'asvinei, and we can't learn nevela from chametz and chelav. Shekein anish karis. Nevela doesn't have a chiv karis. Chametz has a chiv karis. Because Rachmanav and Nevela, if the Torah had only told us the halacha by Nevela, Hanach le'asimenei, we could not learn chametz and chelif from Nevela, because as we will learn, shekein metama, it's metama. So says the Gemara, chadam echad le'asim. So we've proven that if the Torah had only said this halacha in only one of these three subjects, we could not have learned the other halachas from it. So it says the Gemara, Chadam Chad Olayasi, indeed, we can't learn one from one. But Chadam Tarta, let the Torah have said it twice in two of the cases, and the third case would not be necessary. It says, Hey Taisi, how would you want to learn it? Lelikta Rachmana ben Nevela, do you want to say that the Torah should have not said this Aloha ben Nevela, but Taisi Mehanach, and we should learn the Aloha of Nevela from Chametz and Chalif, Malahanach, She Onish Karis. Chelav and chametz carry an einish karis. Nevela is a lav. On the other hand, suggests the Gemara, loy lichter rechmana bechametz. The Torah shouldn't have wrote it bechametz v'teis mehanach malahanach shekain loy hoslem shasa kosher. And nevela is never had a shasa kosher, and neither does nevela doesn't have a shasa kosher, nor does Chalif have a shasa kosher. Even though, the way to understand what it means when we say Nevela never had a shasa kosher, so there's two ways of explaining I saw. One way explaining is that from when this animal became a Nevela, it never had a shasa kosher. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning is that an animal, as long as it's live, is not allowed to be eaten. Ein zavuach, it didn't have shechita. And if that animal becomes a nevela, there's never a chance that it should become mutter. Whereas chametz has a shasa kosher until Pesach. Lo lichter rechmana b'chelev, then suggesting more, well, the Torah didn't have to write this halacha b'chelev, the teisa mehanach, and we'll learn chelev from nevela and chametz, says the Gemara, malahalach, when we speak about chametz nevela, they are never mutter. Whereas at the time of chelav, shota mechlala, that is mutter. So immediately, as we said, the Gemara asks, what does that mean when we say that chelav shota mechlala? If we're going to say we're speaking about the chelav of a behema, which is allowed to be given, that's put on the mizbeach legvaya. That's what makes chelav unique. So then we could say by the same by nevela. We know nevela namish deroy. We know that if one wants to eat poultry, the way he has to prepare it, he has to do shechita. But in the Beis Hamikdash, when they brought a carbon oif, they did malika. Now, if somebody's going to do malika on his own bird that he wants to eat for dinner, it's a nevela. So we have here too a case where nevela is sotu mechlala, malika oif legvaya. Ella says the Gemara chelav chaya. That the chelav of chaya, everybody's allowed to eat. But the raisa, there's no chelav by chaya. Chelav chaya lehejit. Says the Gemara, that's, again, nevela nami mishterei. The nevela also is a case that people could eat nevela. Because if you did malika on a chatas oif, which as we just said, under normal circumstances would be considered a nevela, the kahanim are allowed to eat from it. Says the Gemara, no. Lo'ilam, when we say that chelav is chota mechlala, we're speaking about chelav chaya, lehejit. That a hejit is allowed to eat chelav chaya, where there's no heta to eat chametz, there's no heta to eat the vela. I, or the kokashloch, that's not true. We came up with an example how you could eat nevela when the kohanim eat from the chatas oif. Says the Gemara, the kohanim are not eating nevela. What the Kahanim are getting, it's a special gift that they're getting from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me to eat, I eat, but not because it represents that I'm allowed to eat, that a kohen is allowed to eat nevelim. We learned that shrotzim, if they were liquefied, they're considered like an oichel. And the Gemara asks, why do we have to have a pasuk to teach us that? Why can't we have learned it from the halacha that we learned in today's shir? Halacha is that we learned in today's shir today. It says Maravada Tanya, the Braisa quoted in Masechet Bechorot that Vav Amud Beis teaches us, Ela Tmei Lechem B'chol HaSheretz Kol HaNegev Moisum Yitma Da'erav, the hay of HaTmeya. HaTmeim comes to teach us lesser as Tziron. We spoke about the Tzir, the juice that comes out for Reutfon, that's the gravy, the Kippah Shalahen, Lomeli. Why do we need a special pasuk to teach us this halacha about Ishrotzim? Ask the Gemara, Ligma Mahani, why can't we learn from Chalev Chametz and Avela? Answers the Gemara Tzrichi. We could not have relied on that to be the source of learning. If the Torah had not taught us this halacha b'shrotzim, have a minute, I love a minute din, lias kanidan. If we're learning the din of shrotzim that were liquefied from chel of chametz and the vela, then we would have to say, ma hasam ad ikke kezayis, by chel of and chametz and the vela, the shears of kezayis. Af hochanami, by a sheretz that's liquefied, it would not be tummy if we're learning from them, ad the ikke kezayis. But we know that the shear of tumma by shretzim is kadasha, says the Gemara. Fine, so why not do the other way around? Let the Torah have taught us this din by shrotzim, and now ask the Gemara, the Laisa Hanach, these other halachas that we've been learning in our shir today, the Ligma Menayu, learn from the shrotzim. So, of course, says the Rajba, when the Gemara is suggesting that we should learn the halacha from shrotzim, the Gemara never meant that we should learn all of the halachas that we're learning today from shrotzim. Because as we're learning, chametz is something that had a shas ha-kosher. Shrotzim never had a shas ha-kosher. So we can never learn chametz from shrotzim. What the Gemara is saying is, from these three halachas, chelev, chametz, and nevela, some of those halachas perhaps could have been learned from shrotzim and would not be necessary for the Torah to write them or teach them separately. Answers the Mar Mishum Nikola Mifrach, Malish Shrotzim, as we just been learning, have a chumra. Then Tumasa Bamashu, the Tame even with the smallest amount. And since the Tame even with the smallest amount, that's why even when they're liquefied, the Tame. But we can't learn other things that have a bigger shear from them. Ask the Gemara Vadatanya Tevel. Tevel is produce from which Trumas and Mises were not removed. Chodesh, before we bring the carbon Omer on the second day of Pesach, anything that took root after last year Pesach may not be eaten. V'hegdash, or fruits that you were magdash. V'ashvis, or fruits of the Shemitah year. V'klayim, kulon, mashkan yotzmem k'moison. And now we're learning that we don't notice halacha by itself. Ask the Gemara Menolon, so what is the source for the halacha, this halacha in those cases? V'chitem, and if you'll argue, ligma mahanach, we should learn from chametz, chel, and nevela, ma lahanach, all these cases, chametz, chel, and nevela, isurim haba me'elav, they're isurim that come from themselves. They come also by themselves, whereas all these cases, they become tummy because they follow that status. Hegdish is hegdish because I was magdishit. Answers the Gemara, Tainach, so says the Gemara, Hegdish is a good example, because Hegdish is a Bama Elav. But in this group, there are examples, Hegdish Lav is a Bama Elav, where it's not by itself. Menolon, answers the Gemara, how do we know that these halachas will apply there? Answers the Gemara, Gamina Bikurim, we learn it from Bikurim, that just like by Bikurim, the juice that comes out of the produce that we bring for Bikurim has the din of Bikurim. And Bikurim is something that's man-made. We designate it as Bikurim. So too will be the halacha by these things as well. So ask the Gemara Bikurim Gufayim Nolan, and how we know that this is the halacha by Bikurim, that something that comes out is like the Bikurim itself. Says the Gemara Tani Reb Yossi in Masechet Erchin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the pasuk that speaks about Bikurim says Lakach the Meresh Kol Pri Adama Pri Atamevi. Do we learn from here that you only bring the fruit Viatamevi Mashka? You don't bring the juice that comes out. Hevi Anovi, if you brought grapes for Bikurim V'Dorcham, that you made them into wine, minayim, that you fulfilled the mitzvah bikurim, tamalama asher tovi, that even if you squeeze them, you chayiv for bikurim. Ask the Gemara, but how can we learn these halachas from bikurim? Ikla mifrach mala bikurim, shekein tunin kriya. We have to read the pashas bikurim when we bring the bikurim, arami oivet avi, and you also have to have hanocha, that you have to put down the bikurim on the floor of the azara. All these other things that we mentioned don't have that halacha. So how can we learn from Bikurim? It says the Gemara Gama Mitruma, that any liquid that comes out from Truma is considered Truma. Ask the Gemara Truma Gufa Minolan, and how do we know that so is the halacha by Truma? And it says Gemara the Iskash LeBikurim, because Bikurim, the Truma is compared to Bikurim. Dama Mar, Bryce it teaches us, the Torah says, so we see that the Bikurim are considered like Truma. And therefore, that's what we see. Just like Bikurim, the juice is considered Bikurim. Here too, the juice is considered Truma. There are many Rishonim who suggest that everything we're speaking about here, about all fruit juices besides wine and oil. Wine or oil is what olives and grapes are meant for, and there it's obvious that they would be considered Bikurim and Truma. What the Gemara is focusing on is on the other types of fruit juices. But ask the Gemara, Mala Truma, if a Zor eats Truma, can Chayavin Ala Misa, Yechay Misa De Shemayim, and if he eats a Bishogig, so that's why we'll say that Truma has this Chumra, that any juice that comes out from it is considered like the Truma. But how can we learn from Truma to all these other examples? Ella, says the Gemara, the way we learn all these examples is by combination mitavayu of Truma Bikurim. And the Gemara asks, Mala Truma Bikurim Shekein Chayav Lamisa. Both of them are in the category of Truma, that if Yisrael eats, there's a chimisim de shemayim, and if they eat them, b'shagig, there's karen v'chaymish. However, the other example, Hegdish, doesn't carry this halacha. Says the Gemara, I'll ask you mitruma v'chad mahanach. We learn it from a combination of Truma, and one of the other halachas that we learn today, chametz nevela, or b'kurim v'chad mahanach. Ask the Gemara that we're learning Truma from Bikurim, that the juice that comes out of the Truma is considered like the Truma itself. Ask the Gemara for the Tanan, but there's a Mishnah Masechta the Trumas that teaches us Tvash Tamarim, the date juice, the Yain Tapuchim, apple juice, the Chaimus Svanius, vinegar from grapes, the Osham Yine Peris. All other types of fruit juice, so truma, Rabbi Lezer Mechayev Karen V'Kaimish, Rabbi Shua Poiter, says the Mara, but my pligi, the way we're learning in our Shia currently is that everybody ought to agree that by truma, the fruit juice Yechayev, says the Gemara, the machlokes here is how to learn a Gzeres Shava, or Binyana, B'dom Mino Mino. When we learn one halacha from another halacha, B'dom Mino B'ukub Esri Kamefgi. And the Gemara explains itself. If we're learning Truma from Bikurim, that the mash, the juice that comes out, we learn it all the way. That Ma Bikurim, Mashkin Ayotzman Kamaisam, we're learning about Bikurim, the halacha is that any juice that comes out from the Bikurim has the same, any juice that comes out of the Bikurim has the halacha of Bikurim. So too will be the halacha ma bikurim filu mishan af truma nami mishan nashim. that, as we said, that the halacha bikurim is as follows. First of all, bikurim is brought from all shivas aminim. What our Gemara is now teaching us, that when we speak about the shivas aminim, the halacha is that the juice, and not only by wine and by oil, has the din of truma, has a din of bikurim. Taking that a step further, truma is not just limited to the Zion Mashkin. When we talk the Zion, to the Zion, not Zion Mashkin, the Zion Minim of Eretz Yisrael. So now he learns that when we learn truma from bikurim, what that means to teach us is that truma should be completely like bikurim. And when I say truma should be completely like bikurim, even by fruits, where there's a chiv of truma, and there is no chiv, there was a chiv of truma, but there is no chiv of bikurim. Gemara gave an example, apple juice. But once we're learning from bikurim, we learn all the way, and the halacha will be that it's chayiv in. It's high, that it's considered like truma. Rav Shua's opinion is, don mino, we learn from it. Ma bikurim mashkim hayotzim meni kamaisam. Av truma mashkim hayotzim kamaisam. Baroka ba asrei, ma mashkim the kachin, the truma tiris hayotzim in midav achrin aloi. Av mashkim hayotzim kamaisam, when we speak about truma, it'll be limited only to truma tiris hayotzim in midav achrin aloi. Ask the Gemara, but now we're learning that the mashka of bikurim are treated like bikurim. But ask the Gemara, for hada tanan, have we not learned emavim bikurim mashka? We don't use juice for trum bikurim. Ella hayotzim and azayis and anovim, only olive oil and grape wine mani. So ask the Gemara, whose opinion will this be? Rabbi Shuihi, dama dam v'nav ukeba asra. And Mal Bikurim, and we're going to learn from Bikurim from Truma. And just like by Truma, it's only going to be relevant. Just like when we speak about Truma, it's only going to be relevant to what is wine and oil here too. Vada Tanan asked the Gemara, but there's a Mishnah that says, Ain't Saif Gnes Aboim, you don't get Malkus by drinking juice. B'shem Arlo, El Ayotz Men Azor Men Anovim. Mani, again, whose opinion will this be? Says Mar Yishuhi, Domer, Dominovuk Bisra, and then Gamala, Mikurim from Truma, and they'll only be by oil and wine. Vada Maislei, and then we learn La Arla, pre Mikurim, by Arla it says pre, and by Mikurim it says pre, and from here, the halacha will be that by Arla as well, we will only be chayiv for the Issa Arla on juice by wine and oil.